Hello, welcome to the Ed Dye Horror and Paranormal Podcast. I am your host, Ed Dye, and this is episode 75. We're slowly making our way up to 100. What are we going to do when we get to 100? I ain't got a damn clue, but hopefully we'll come up with something good. Sorry, this episode's coming a little late, just due to the fact that, if you can hear, my face is, my nostrils and my sinuses are fighting the rest of me. Apparently, I must have some kind of an allergy that I never know of before, because I don't have a cold, I'll tell you that much right now. But anyway, we're trying to deal with it. I've got cough drops, so if you hear little sounds like that, I do apologize, but it's the only way I can breathe while speaking to you guys. I know a little confusing, the name of the episode, as I called it, Goodbye, Kaylee Elise. I know some of you people are like, who the hell is that? Some of you might already know who she is, but we'll get to that later on, as that is our main topic. If you guys have been following me on social media, you know, on Twitter, if you're following the podcast, you can always follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Ed Dye Podcast. And if you want to follow me on Twitter or Facebook, it's Ed Dye Dead. Just like the website is edidead.com. And then both the podcast and me, myself, we share our one Instagram account, because too many accounts makes it all crazy. And on that one, it's just is edidead on Instagram. Now, if you guys have been following me there, you would have seen I posted a couple of things recently. And one of the things, actually, I was kind of cool to get a few likes on from a couple of different people, was when I posted when I watch some of the horror movies with people and by myself, I like to drop a little note as to what movie I'm watching, and I call it Ed Dye Horror Theater. But we recently watched Suspiria, the original one, and we haven't had a chance to sit down. It was me and the rest of the band, the guys from Distant Theory. It was the whole group of us was there, and we watched Suspiria. Interestingly enough, we watched a copy that came from Netflix, which is apparently a very simple copy. Then, as it turns out, Kevin, bassist of the band, Kevin, actually owns a more superior copy of the movie. So we might end up watching Suspiria again off the better copy of the DVD with special features and everything, because we want to watch the new one. But before we get to the new one, we really need to fully experience the original, which I know in the remake, Argento is not so happy about it. But yeah, so if you guys are following me on Instagram, you'll see I posted some stuff of Ed Dye Horror Theater. I think the most recent movie I watched was The Paranormals. And I remember, because when I looked it up, it's almost, you would think it's a band, the way they got a name. And even the picture, it's three guys outside of a van. Actually, it was a cool little comedy movie. I do recommend it. It's more like a drama comedy, but it does show the perils of the issues if you're trying to get serious about doing ghost hunting. This kind of shows you a bit what life can be like as you're trying to juggle this, what some call a hobby or the fantasy, with the actual real life stuff. Just like anyone who's doing blogs, podcasts, and things of that nature, you know, you're dealing with the actual art of it, and then you're dealing with the real world and clashing and everything. And then, of course, I always post all other kinds of stuff on there. So if you guys get a chance, just look it up. You know, Instagram.com, just look me up, is Ed Dye Dead. I need to try to post there more often, because I usually will post there and share it to everywhere else. But sometimes I'll just post things just on there, like my birthday present I got from a friend of mine, which is a pretty cool old school, I think it was from 86 or 87. It was a Filipino magazine called Jingle, with Duran Duran on the cover, who's one of my top favorite bands. But anyway, let's get into the news. Let's see. In horror news, horror paranormal, because it kind of falls in between, because Netflix has an original show called Haunted. They did season one, and it was pretty cool. The reason I say it falls between paranormal and horror is because, as much as it's one of those paranormal shows where they're recounting the story, they do a pretty cool job of presenting it in a way that you can watch it almost like a short film, like a little small movie. So it's pretty cool. Well, apparently Netflix is seeking real people with real stories for season two. they want people, you know, age 18 and older, obviously, because you're going to be on camera, you need permission, with firsthand paranormal experience wanted. Filming is going to take place depending where you are and where they're going to be filming and the situation and the story. So all there's no specific film dates as of yet. And pay is to be determined. So I guess it depends how good your story is. If you just heard something that might have been a fart from a dog, maybe you'll get a dollar. If you actually saw the dog floating, maybe you'll get a couple of hundred. Who knows? You can look online. I know the producers, this is what the actual producers of the show, this is their actual quote. "We are seeking real individuals, real stories, and real horror. We are searching the globe for firsthand accounts of ghosts, spirits, demons, exorcism, voodoo, witchcraft, reptilians, aliens, vampires, lost memories, missing persons, cheating death, escaping a cult, etc." That is an odd place to put the etc. after you've pretty much named goddamn everything under the sun. Anyway, back. "If you have a scary paranormal experience to share, we're here to listen. For more information and to apply, fill out the short application below. If selected, one of our casting producers will reach out and discuss the next steps. Must be 18 years of age or older to apply." And then there was a link. Now, the link I found was on backstage.com/casting/Netflix-original-haunted-series-2 and then a number. I'll put the link on. So if you get a chance, go to the website. There'll be a link there. I think you do have to be a member of Backstage to join, but I'm pretty sure there's other ways to probably apply, but I'll leave that up to you guys. But same thing goes for our show too. Here at the Endi Horror Paranormal Podcast, we are searching the globe for people with accounts of ghosts, demons, exorcism, ice cream man throwing ice cream at them, voodoo, witchcraft, reptilians, non-tillians, this-tillian, a cotillion, anything. Talk to us. I don't exactly have a huge budget to be paying you, but we'll have fun and we'll laugh in the while you're telling me what the hell scared the shit out of you. And speaking of shitting, scaring, not speaking of shitting. Wow. Apparently, Metal Hammer did a question and answer thing with Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash, and somebody asked him the question off via email. Asked the question, "Have you ever seen a ghost?" And that's interesting, his answer, because a lot of times people who are up there in when it comes to fame and people who are on camera and being interviewed a lot all the time don't always give a straight answer. Now, I'm not going to say his answer is straight up, "I believe, yes, move on." But he does give an actual answer, which is not as vague as some people do, because I know when you're at that top level of fame, some people don't want to give one way or another just so they don't get fans thinking, "Ew, this guy's crazy," or "Ew, I don't like his beliefs." Anyway, so they asked Slash, "Have you ever seen a ghost?" His response was, "I did when I was high, haha. I saw a lot of them. With a clear mind, I don't recall having seen anything paranormal that I could communicate with. I think a lot of it was influenced by chemical ingestion. My mom was very spiritual, and I adopted a lot of that open-mindedness. I'm very open-minded, and a lot of that stuff makes perfect sense to me." So he's not saying he doesn't believe. He's just saying, with his background and his mom and her beliefs, he could totally see being legit. So it's something that he's not ruling out as being impossible. It's just something he has not experienced. And for what he has experienced, apparently it was very chemical induced. We know he's on the right path now and won't go too crazy. So I guess he hasn't seen anything in a while. Moving on. I know we've mentioned it maybe once or twice in the past. We've never done the whole thing. And we have discussed doing an episode on Momo. Now, Momo falls into that same realm as Slender Man and The Rake. But I'll get to it. But right now, the big deal that's been going on is the Momo Challenge. So there's been a suicide of an 11-year-old boy due to the Momo Challenge. I didn't mean to laugh at that. Just something happened over here and it just threw me off. But the Momo Challenge. But Momo, like I was saying before, much like The Rake and Slender Man and other recent online paranormal things, is not real. It's been exposed and overexposed, and there's articles giving hints on how to keep your child safe from the challenge, but lots of people have heard of it, this thing by this point. The mobile face itself, the face of the creature that everyone's calling Momo, is that from an art sculpture from somewhere in Asia, in Japan, I believe. Hell, the face looks like half a woman you see in a bar. Like if you ever go to a bar and get drunk and you look at a woman or that is drunk, that's usually what Momo kind of automatically already looks like. And trust me, from going to karaoke, I've seen them bitches. Well, apparently in 2016, the sculpture was created by Japanese artist, and I'm going to get this so wrong, Kisuka Asiwa, from the special effects company, The Link Factory, and placed it on display at the Vanilla Gallery in Tokyo, Japan. So right there, Momo is a piece of art that someone just decided to take this creepy looking face, and let me come up with the backstory. And now it went from this creepy face with a backstory. Now there's a whole challenge going on and it's appearing. So it's kind of messed up. Some say it's a form of cyberbullying perpetuated on social media. This is basically it's a taunting image of a game, some call the suicide killer game. Basically, it encouraged kids to harm themselves or others. One little girl apparently cut off her hair while watching Peppa Pig because Momo told her to do so, or else it was going to get her or her mom. The girl mom says she thinks her child has been brainwashed. The little girl even said things like, "Momo will tell me what to do next, and Momo won't let me say." Well, Momo needs an ass whooping, and so does a little girl, so she finds out who's really in charge. The game, to my knowledge, is played via phone. Who the hell is giving these little kids cell phones? I don't know, but apparently, the way it started originally, it was you call a number, and then it Momo calls you back and more or less threatens you, gives you a threat or whatnot. But as of late, in a recent video, it's what's going on is Momo and people are taking videos meant for kids, and kids are innocently watching these things, and like at some point in the video Momo pops up and as a scary creature basically tells kids to do this or else, and that's what's happening. And being that it's being hidden in these videos, a lot of parents don't even notice it. You have no way of knowing what's going on, and of course many parents leave their kids just watching the videos, so they're assuming, oh, everything's all right. Well, luckily, this girl, all she did was cut her hair. There was a case, like I said, of unfortunately of an 11-year-old boy who killed himself, and there's more and more cases coming up. So all I can really say is, parents, keep your eye, literally now, don't just look at the link, watch what the kids are watching if you can. In a recent video, I found out that Zozo, the Ouija board demon, might not even be real either, apparently. So, lots of like stuff that's out there in the world that you think is one thing is not even real. Hopefully anyone that heard this and thought Momo was real, you could take the foot out your ass and put it in your mouth, because now you know it's fake. The challenges stuff is real and the effects of it are real, but that doesn't make the thing real. Although there is a belief, and I forget the word for it, there is a belief that if enough people believe in something, like a creature, they can believe it into existence. People stop believing. Well, stop believing in Momo. I'm not telling you to stop believing in the paranormal. And paranormal. Cleveland, Ohio. How are you, people? I got some friends that are in Ohio. I forget how far they are from Cleveland. But I'm going to have to send them over to this place, because in early February, Cleveland, Ohio had a new store open up in Carabel. Well, on Carabel Avenue. A store run by the... Now, interesting who it's run by. The Cleveland Area Paranormal Society, and yes, the store is selling paranormal-related items. Spirit boxes, infrared thermostats, tarot cards, and I'm assuming Ouija boards, too. In a quote, it's just kind of got this atmosphere of spookiness that I really thought people would enjoy, said Marley McVeigh, who is art part of the society. She also went on to say that the store also coordinates paranormal events, ghost tours, and murder mystery dinners. So that's pretty cool. She says it appeals to people in the Cleveland area for a reason. You can check out a short video, and I'll put a link. So if you come to the website, is that I did, you can follow the links. There's a short video tour they did with Cleveland News 19. So go to the link and you can see the inside store. It's a cool little store. It's not the giant ass size Target store. It's a small little like mom and pop shop with a paranormal twist, being run by a paranormal society. I think that's really cool because we don't see that often. You do find stores that do cater to paranormal beliefs and other kinds of stuff in the occult. You do have the occasional brujeria store that deals with that stuff specifically. This one here is a little more open, so it's not too specific in one type of belief. So it's kind of open to everyone to come down. Think of it like Taco Bell. It's like Mexican food, but not really Mexican food. It's open to everybody, but it's not going to be super spicy, if that makes sense to you. I'm actually going to reach out to these guys to see if they want to talk about their story. This is actually pretty interesting. Now, moving on to our main topic. Like I said before, I don't know now think that all you guys out there exactly know who she is, but this is your time to learn. Like I said, episode title says, Kaylee Elise, goodbye. Kaylee Elise. She's a young lady who came out strong on the YouTube channel talking about all types of paranormal mysteries, and which then her channel kind of transformed a little bit into more just mysteries and missing person cases. Well, unfortunately, she has decided to leave YouTube. The stuff she covered was definitely the kind of stuff that I liked on here. The stuff that we talk about here on sometimes. A lot of her earlier on stuff, she was talking a lot about paranormal cryptids, monsters, hauntings, mixed in with other kind of, general mystery stuff. Not necessarily paranormal stuff, but just general mystery stuff that's happening all over the world here and there. Well, like I said, she's decided to leave YouTube, and I can't blame her when she actually made a video explaining why. She's been going through some personal issues for the past year or so, and she's made a couple of videos where she kind of goes into a little bit of describing it, but this recent video is where she believes she needs to step away from her channel for either a short while or possibly even at a permanent level. This is a channel that had over 300,000 subscribers. So it's not like she was just sitting around making this something and just had a couple of people watching or whatever. But no, this was a serious thing. This actually became her main job, and she presented this shit so professionally with a little fun too, because she would make, much like I do sometimes, she would take a little comedic approach here and there, which is always good, especially with dealing with topics of that carry this much emotional grievance. Now, she also had a Patreon, and that itself kind of describes her channel. So I'm going to read what she had on her Patreon for you guys. I have a passion for the darker things in life and a desire to spread awareness about unsolved mystery, missing persons, and murder cases. For over 2 years, I've been making videos on unsolved disappearances and homicides akin to unsolved mysteries and America's Most Wanted, to try and spread awareness of these cases. I also make videos sharing my subscribers' creepy experiences. I am currently the only researcher, writer, script editor, camera woman, and video editor for my main channel. My husband Alex does edits and uploads a podcast in his time off. He works a full-time job elsewhere. With your help, I've been able to turn this passion into a career. So, like I said, she started off with a channel. The channel's only been around, literally. I look back, the earliest video is listed from 3 years ago. She came out, started doing this, came on strong, really, with what she was doing, and I admire her for what she was doing. I used to watch her videos as much as I can. I actually wanted to try and get an interview from her. I think I still might reach out and see if she'd be interested in talking about it. It's up to her if she says yes or no. No anger if she says no. I totally understand. But, this became her full-time job. She was making these videos, and they were very great videos. Like she said, she was doing this all by herself. That's a lot to do, even if you're not dealing with these mysterious, creepy, heinous cases that she was dealing with. So, in her video entitled, I'm Leaving YouTube Soon, which was posted on March 7th, 2019, she explained why she has made this decision. In a video she posted, she explained that she still has two more videos that will eventually be coming out after that one particular one. She's explaining why. So she has two more videos in the works that will still be published. She originally planned to make her channel, or in April, she originally planned to maybe pull back the reins a bit and not make this such a full-time thing for her, maybe even go into a part-time deal. And she explained how her Patreon, she wanted to leave up, but it's not something that she can continue full-time or part-time. It's something she really needs to step away from right now. And before that, because the channel was sponsored by Patreon, her Patreon channel will remain up till the end of March, and she'll be taken down because obviously she does not feel right leaving the channel up and making money if she's not actually making videos for you. I mean, yeah, you can send her money, but you're going to make her feel bad if you're giving her money and she's not giving you anything back. This was something she was doing out of love too. You could tell she enjoyed what she was doing. I said to you what's been happening is existential thoughts of her current life situation and career have been plaguing her for some time. That's what I said before. And she mentioned it in the past. In the 3 years that she'd been doing the videos, she actually met her husband, went out, engaged. She put a video where she introduced him, how he was going to help her with some channel stuff. And since then, she's been married, and he's doing stuff. But these thoughts, especially with what she's been doing, started creeping into her head and then becoming a more of a daily thing. She admits to always have been an awkward person socially, but doing these videos was good for her because she gets to be social without having to be social, which is pretty cool. Because I know a lot of people, they have the charm, they have the mentality for it. It's just that when they get people around them, they can become awkward and close up. And doing podcasts and videos like this is really a good way to open them, for them to open up and show what they can do without feeling so crushed in by everyone around them. But she found that as she was doing these, like I said, mostly by herself, she found that she was shutting out the world. And she started doing the channel, it had become her full-time work. She really found herself pushing the world out and just focusing on these things. Now, what happens there is you end up putting up blinders. And now your life is starting to become her research and her information, which is fine. It's just what that does to people and which I'll get to. So instead of being able to do her channel as a part-time gig, she needed to walk away from her struggle with suicidal thoughts that had creeped in due to the research on some of the cases she's talking about. Kaylee's research has taken her into some very dark territory of the human psyche. She's mentioned in previous videos how some of the information she uncovers is very disturbing, how it does affect her emotionally. You have to realize, people, when you're doing this information, just like if you watch SVU and you see the cops they didn't see the crime happen, especially in something like SVU. They didn't see the crime happen. They only have photos and information to go on that's been given to them by someone else. That still does affect you. You know that something happened. Excuse me. And her doing this kind of research, that's basically what's been going on. And especially put on top of that, that she is a sensitive person, which she admits. And the fact that you're doing this by yourself. And it's not something you're going to be going around discussing with, you know, your family over the table. Like, oh, hey, did you know so-and-so and so-and-so before they disappeared? Like, they think might have been raped and then, like, had their throat cut but still lived for 3 hours? Information like that is the kind of stuff she was getting. And it's not something you're going to just bring up over the dinner table to discuss with something, especially if you're doing research for a channel. You kind of have to filter that yourself within yourself. And that's what started affecting her. In a recent video, she said that she found herself numbing herself to the information just to be able to get through it and past it. So you're taking in this information and you're putting it out into the videos. But as you're putting the videos, much like any reporter who's trying to be professional, you're not trying to get emotional while talking about it. So you do kind of close up and numb up sometimes, which it's kind of the same thing where I mentioned before how sometimes she would originally, when she was doing some of the other or older videos, she'd throw a little funny comedy into it, which is cool. But because that does help you deal with some of the horrors of just general life and this and that. Well, many of her cases have dealt with some serious crimes aside from just missing persons. Sometimes the events leading to the missing person's case have brutal backstories and violence, sexual misconduct, and more. So you can see the kind of stuff she's uncovering. The amount of emotional baggage can really weigh down on the person. Unfortunately, she found herself not being able to unnumb herself, as she put it. These are her words. She wasn't able to unnumb herself after doing the research. And it was affecting her not just in the research, but now outside of research, in her personal life, when she's not even doing research anymore. The information and the numbing was carrying over. Human emotions are a strong thing, and they're fragile. And she basically was in a state of trying to turn them on and off, on and off. And basically, it took a negative reaction to her. It's not something you can always, not everyone can do it. Some people can, but not everyone can do that, turn them on and off. And it just got to a level where it's now affecting her, and it's the thoughts are just lingering in there. Just, I mean, basically, she talked about the horror and paranormal and all these missing cases and just the bad side of humanity. And it's like, your world becomes that, and that's all she's been, pretty much, I'm assuming, is pretty much what she's seeing and thinking. And that's something to, you can't just flip a switch and walk out of the room and suddenly you're back to normal and those thoughts aren't there. It's something that you have to work at. The emotional yo-yoing took its toll in the form of suicidal thoughts that became strong enough to the point where she felt she might actually act on them. She says she is currently working through it by acknowledging that she has these emotions and has these thoughts, which is good. That's a good sign. In the video, she even mentions how she's filming her video from her parents' house. She moved her office where she does all her work for the videos and stuff to her parents' house just to break off the fact that she's always doing this stuff by her alone. So it forces her to go out, forces her to interact with people while she was doing this, which is, it's good. It's the fact that she knows it's happening. It's a good, all the work that Kaylee had been putting out basically made her find that she was not enjoying doing it anymore. It was becoming so much of, not even the chore, it's just the emotional issues it was causing. She just wasn't enjoying doing it anymore. She had gotten her start by being a writer on another channel and then branched out to her own channel. Her channel's first video, like I said, is listed from 3 years ago, and she presented the topics in a very respectful and professional manner. Her goodbye video is accompanied by information to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline and other self-lines. I myself will put the link down there. It's just suicidepreventionlifeline.org. So if you guys at any point start feeling like it's something that's creeping into your mind, don't be scared to reach out. Even if you don't reach out, even if you want someone else to reach out for you, reach out and touch someone, literally, not just as a joke. But like I said, her videos, really great videos. It's sad to see her go, but I'd rather see her go and get herself together than see her go on a permanent level, if you know what I mean. Her channel is going to remain up. She says she's not taking it down. She didn't say she was taking it down. So you guys can always go back and look up and see all the stuff that she had been putting online, get an idea of what I've been talking about. Like, you could just look it up. Kaylee Elise, Dark Curiosity. Like I said, she used to cover hauntings, ghost stories, paranormal stuff, mysteries, missing cases, missing persons. And she used to do, like I said, at one point, she used to do like a listener mailbag. Basically, if you had a paranormal experience happen to you, you would send it in, and she would read it out loud as part of the, basically, as much as the video. It was more like a blog when she would do those. And it was actually pretty cool. And some of the stories that came up are pretty interesting. So you just got to go through videos and filter through to find, you know, topics that are going to hit what you like. Because I know some people I know that used to watch her channel towards the end, as she focused more on mainly just the missing persons and mysteries, slowly tapered off on watching because they were really there more for the, and I'll admit it too, I myself wasn't watching as much, but I was really more trying to follow the paranormal and horror stuff, but it's still cool. And I would watch some of the mystery stuff because the thing that she's doing also was, as much as she was presenting the information and telling you, ooh, this is weird, or this person went missing and no one knows how, it's kind of a weird case. At the same time, she's helping because the person is still missing. And in talking about it and bringing information and light to the case, you never know. The case might have been around for 20 years. Someone might listen and might know something. So you never know. Just like she said in the show, just like with Unsolved Mysteries, how they solve mysteries by making episodes and people would catch on and realize something. She always hoped that something like that would happen. Best of luck to her. Check out her channel. Look her up. I'll put a link down on the website so you guys could see and follow from there. If you see her, I was going to say if you see her social medias, but I remember her saying she actually took, before she even made this goodbye video, she made a point to take down her social media for the channel. So she was slowly already making steps to walk away from this. So she's trying to heal mentally and emotionally. We hope she does. It'd be nice to see her back. I don't particularly think she needs to come back to the same topic and subject matter, but her ability and for what she was presenting, it'd be great to see her back in general. It'd be really cool if she came back with someone. I think she could use the help. I think it'd be great because when she would go into her little funny parts, it was actually pretty funny. It would be good to have her bounce off someone and talk about certain cases. It'd be interesting even just to go back and revisit some of her videos and past episodes and stuff with someone else and just kind of get their thoughts and ideas on what she had discussed. Well, that's it for this episode, guys. Thanks for listening. If, like I mentioned before, she had a Patreon. We also have a Patreon, which is patreon.com/isandidead. So if you guys enjoy what we're doing here, you can always support us there. Go over there, check out. We have one episode up there where we're talking about some paranormal stuff that's happening at a more personal level. And we're going to continue on that subject matter only on Patreon. So for you Patreon people out there that are interested in joining or in supporting us, feel free to do. Otherwise, you guys can always just catch us on social media, Is Ed Die Dead or Ed Die Podcast, or just go right to our website, isediedead.com. Let us know if you guys have seen, felt, or heard anything that you would like to share or think that we should look into. And until then, keep it spooky. And like I said, if you ever do have thoughts of suicide or anything, reach out to someone. Suicide Prevention Lifeline.org is the website.